Bacon.
And would you call it the same thing when it's sliced?
Yeah, fried bacon. Breakfast bacon.
That's what I wanted to know, if you called it breakfast bacon. And that, and the part on the edge of the middlin or the side of bacon that you have to cut off or break off, you can't eat it.
Well, that's our top part up there goes into the lard.
No, I mean, after you've cured a slab of bacon or a middlin, you have to, when you're slicing it, you have to cut off that that edge.
I guess it just goes in the boiling.
Well, would you call it the skin or the rind or the, call it the skin of the bacon or the,
yeah, I guess
or the rind? That's,
I've cut up a minute long.
And when you slaughter a hog, you take the head, the stuff you make from the meat and the head, the hog's head.
I generally, they used to cook them hog head and they make souse meat out of them.
Uh-huh.
And we don't never fool with them at all. I just give them to somebody.
Uh-huh.
And souse meat.
Uh-huh.
And there's some lean in there that they cook.
All right, and the man who if meat is left out too long, it isn't refrigerated. You say the meat gets.
Left out of the refrigerator.
Yeah, smoked or salted, you know, and you just leave it out too long and don't cook it, you'd say
it'll fry.
Now, would you say the same thing of butter? If butter's left out, isn't refrigerated?
Why, it'll get old, you can't eat it.
And
it'll take it long, hot weather.
The man who cuts meat for a living, he'd be called a
butcher.
You know, and did you ever make anything with tripe?
What?
With tripe, with the stomach of a beef?
No.
Or anything, do you ever make anything with liver? Grinding up the liver?
No, uh-uh. No, I don't.
Like liver pudding or liver mush?
Yeah, they make it, but we never did.
Do they call it liver mush or liver pudding?
Liver pudding.
And did anybody around here ever make anything with blood?
I've heard tell of them making blood pudding. But I never did.
That was some time ago?
Yeah. My mammy never did.
And then, did you ever make anything with the juice from souse meat mixed up with cornmeal?
No.
They don't make scrapple around here.
No, I never heard of that.
And when the milk just begins to turn.
The milk?
Milk.
Oh, milk.
When milk just begins to turn.
Well, they all call it blanket.
All right. And then it gets lumpy, you say it's turned to
butter.
Well,
cream.
No, this is just not churning it. This just gets lumpy, and when it gets sour, you know, and it's getting sour, and it gets lumpy.
Yeah. I forgot about that. I never threw up buttermilk.
Yeah, well, would you call that clabber or
yeah, clabber.
Yeah, they ever call it Bonnie clabber or just clabber?
Just clabber. Because clabber's turned, ain't it?
Yeah. And the cheese they make out of that stuff, they call it, out of that clabbered milk.
I don't know.
Well, they sometimes call it, I just wonder if you call it clabber cheese or cottage cheese.
Well, you used to have a cheese way back there to call it.
Or smear case or Dutch
hook
cheese.
Hook cheese.
What?
Hook cheese.
Hook cheese? Now, is that made out of that lumpy milk?
I don't know how it is. Don't know where it's made. Get a great big piece of it for a quarter.
Mm-hmm.